Quick, Mum, put these in.
Earplugs? But why?
Quickly, Mum, put them in. That was a close one.
I'm sorry, Latimer. I can't hear a word you're saying.
The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2016 with Emma Newman.
Good news, Mum. I've managed to distract the husband with that money-off voucher from yesterday.
Oh, well done, Latimer.
I'm sorry to be so late with your tea, but a special delivery came. Apparently, you ordered a bullwhip. Is there something I should know, Mum?
No, Latimer, nothing at all.
Are you planning to take up lion taming?
No. Yes, maybe. Oh, tea. Lovely.
Would you like your next card and present, Mum?
Yes, please. Oh, it's from Sebastian de Castel. Dear Emma, luminous and daring, and Latimer, who I shall see in court soon enough, I hope you'll enjoy this seasonal card, which I came upon during an unintended time travel through 12th century Languedoc. Oh, it happens to the best of us, Sebastian. Whilst there, I was fortunate enough to acquire this card, made from two thin pieces of speled cypress wood, and sewn together using silver thread, as given to me by the Comtesse de Dia. The Comtesse was a Troberitz, the name given to the female troubadours of Occitan during the High Middle Ages. They are the earliest known female composers of Western secular music. If you gently rap your knuckles on each side three times, it will perform a song. Oh, it doesn't seem to work.
I'm afraid the chickens have already used the card, Mum.
Little chickens, do you remember what the song sounded like?
Fear not, Mum. I believe there is a version of the song on the Google. I will have it delivered later for your listening pleasure.
And I'll put a link on the website for those who are curious. On to the present.
Here we are, Mum. There's a note attached.
I present to you these two fine avian fellows who are seeking partners for future adventures, the strumming bird and the boldfinch. Oh, they are beautifully carved.
Yes, the strumming bird. Not to be confused with the hummingbird, on account of the fact that it can't hum or sing.
Does it play the guitar?
Yes, Mum, and the harp and the lute. You just need to hold it close to the strings.
Oh, we could form a band with the chickens.
Or an exotic addition to our kindling pile, Mum.
Oh, Latimer, now stop being silly and tell me about the boldfinch.
The boldfinch works like an elaborate compass, Mum. If you place it on your palm, it points you in the way of physical danger.
So you can go the other way?
No, Mum. To encourage you, in fact. It's good for the soul, apparently. It has been used as a defence against hate and fear.
Goodness!
I'll put it to one side, Mum. I may need this tomorrow.
Very good, Latimer. See if you can find the harp while I pre-order a copy of Tyrant's Throne, the fourth and final part of the Greatcoat series, coming in April 2017.
Did you have something in mind for the strumming bird to play, Mum?
Yes, I've always wanted to know what Pantera would sound like on the harp.
Oh, the chickens seem to want something, Mum.
Of course, they want to add a bit of festive cheer.
Or droppings.
Go ahead, little chickens. You've just listened to the second episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2016. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/TeaAndJeopardy.